So here's what I'm thinking today is innovation. I'm thinking about innovation a lot today. The speed in which companies and service providers need to reinvent themselves, it's critical today. It's critical. No doubt, we all recognize that innovation is happening quite quickly. New things are coming on the market so fast, new technology, you know, and it's helping us in our industries. But what happens to those who choose not to innovate? We saw it this week with Toys R Us. They're no longer here. The iconic brand we all grew up with chose not to innovate. Not sure why that happens, but nevertheless, c'est la vie to Toys R Us. Sad a bit sad. But I tell you what, when I walk into real estate offices and I see a rate sheet on a realtor's desk who doesn't come into the office anymore, there might be three or four piled up by the same person. That's not innovation. And realtors, this one's to you. Our customers want, your buyers want innovation. They want innovation in the way you communicate with them. They want innovation in the way that they obtain financing. And they want the house to be innovative within itself. They want new kitchens. They want new baths. They want new basements. They want to put their signature on the home that you sell them. Now, for most of the agents I know, that's going to require a little bit of, what's today's word? Oh, innovation. It rhymes with renovation. I just figured that out. But in all seriousness, are you with me on that? Because if you're not, we know where this is going, right? You'll be like Toys R Us. I'm not saying it's every buyer, but for the ones who do want this, you need to be good at it, which means you need to innovate. So look, I won't preach to you. Here's a couple things that happened this week. Fannie Mae updated its Homestyle loan. It's a little bit of innovation for you. For those of you who don't know, Homestyle is Fannie Mae's renovation product, right? We've been using it for years, and the term Homestyle has actually become a little bit more popular of late. But let me just give you a few highlights on the updates that Fannie Mae had, which will come out next week. One is 97%, so 3% down on a home style, single family, owner occupied, right? So you buy a house for, I don't know, $200,000, you get $100,000 in repairs, you can put down as little as 3% of the $300,000. That's pretty innovative. The other thing is the max reno unit. There's a couple things, I'm not gonna go through all of them, but the max in renovation has now moved to up to 75% of the after improved value. That was 50%. Prior to this update. You know, that means a lot when it comes to the bigger projects. So you have people who are gonna do total gut jobs, all right, and they get a house at a great price, all right, the fear of getting over 50% of the after improved value is no longer there. 75% is gonna cover most of the renovation projects we ever come across. Here's another great one, and I'll give you three today, and then I'll share some of the updates with you on our show later this month. But one of the updates is, contractors were struggling with getting money up front. And I know a lot of the realtors and contractors and even buyers that I talk to speak about this on behalf of their contractors is, can my guy get any money up front to start this job? Of course, we understand that. Construction materials, i.e., I don't know, for example, a kitchen countertop, a granite countertop is custom. They're only gonna cut that piece that's specifically set for that kitchen that you're doing it for. Only if they get money up front, because otherwise it's useless, right? It becomes a useless slab. So what Fannie Mae's allowed us to do is to cede the contractor a portion of that material money so they can safely buy those custom items that we know they have to outlay for before they're done with the renovation. I think it's a good balance. I think we get the contractor seated, or we pay the material provider directly, but we get our project started in a way where the contractor doesn't have to go too far out on the limb until they get paid. Because with renovation lending, contractors are paid as the work is completed. Do a little work, get paid, do a little work, get paid until you're done. All right? So, hey, there's a couple of innovations from Fannie Mae. And to my realtors, time to innovate, right? Or you'll be Toys R Us, and I know you don't want that. I'm Sean Thompson. Thanks for checking in. We'll catch you guys later.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.